This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The BJP Minority Morcha has launched the Saugati Modi campaign, aiming to distribute special kits to 32 lakh underprivileged Muslims across the country ahead of Eid. The initiative seeks to ensure that poor Muslim families can celebrate the festival without any hardship. Talking to Akashvani News, National President of the BJP Minority Morcha, Jamal Siddiqui, outlined the campaign's broader vision.
प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी कहते हैं कि हम 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के पालक हैं और उसको मानते भी हैं, तो हम जब उनकी तरफ से जा रहे हैं तो हम खाली हाथ नहीं जाएंगे। इसलिए हमने सौगाते मोदी एक किट बनाया है जिसमें त्योहारों में खाने पीने जो सामान लगते हैं उसको रखा हुआ है, और उस किट को लेकर हम जाएंगे और उनको जो है ईद की मुबारकबाद देंगे, हम उनको बैसाखी की मुबारकबाद देंगे, हम उनके ईस्टर में शामिल होंगे और त्योहारों में रंग भरने की कोशिश करेंगे।
He said that as part of the campaign, 32,000 Minority Morcha workers will collaborate with 32,000 mosques nationwide to reach the needy. Yesterday, BJP National General Secretary and in charge of Minority Morcha, Dushyant Kumar Gautam, distributed kits under the Saugati Modi campaign in the presence of Mr. Siddiqui at Hazrat Nizamuddin area in the national capital. India's social security coverage has seen a significant rise, doubling from 24.4% in 2021 to 48.8% in 2024, citing the International Labour Organization World Social Security Report 2024 to 2026. Union Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandviya highlighted the progress made in expanding the social security benefits across the workforce. Gujarat will become the second state of India to implement the Uniform Civil Code after Uttarakhand. The state law minister Rishikesh Patel said this in the state assembly yesterday. More from our correspondent.
State Law Minister Rishikesh Patel said the decision to implement UCC is a step towards ensuring equal justice for all the people in the state and realizing the concept of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. In this direction, the state government has formed a high-level committee under the chairmanship of Justice Ranjana Desai to evaluate and draft the Uniform Civil Code for the state. The committee has invited suggestions from the residents, socio-political organizations, and the deadline of submitting the suggestions has also been extended till 15th April to ensure more people's participation in lawmaking. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
India has developed its first indigenous magnetic resonance imaging MRI machine, set to be installed at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in New Delhi by October for trials to reduce treatment costs and reliance on imported medical devices, as 80-85% of equipment is currently imported. Talking to reporters, the director of AIIMS, New Delhi, M. Srinivas, said that this initiative will help various companies and institutions. The Balpan Ki Kavita initiative, restoring Bharatiya rhymes poems for young children, will begin today. This initiative has been launched by the Education Ministry and is aimed at providing better learning to young children at their foundational stage. It also aims to familiarize children with the world around them through easily understandable and joyful poems and rhymes in their mother tongue. The competition will run till 22nd of April on the MyGov website with no entry fee for participation. The head of the interim government of Bangladesh, Dr. Muhammad Yunus, is set to leave for Beijing today for his four-day official visit. Yunus's visit to China will focus on attracting foreign investment to Bangladesh, said his press secretary, Shafiqul Alam, on Tuesday. Mr. Alam said as part of his economic diplomacy, Professor Yunus is presenting Bangladesh before the world as a manufacturing hub, reports Bangladesh Sangbad Sangstha. At least 18 people have been killed and 19 injured as South Korea's wildfires continue to ravage the country's southeast. According to the latest numbers from the Ministry of the Interior and Safety, more than 23,000 people have been evacuated and hundreds of structures damaged, with strong winds fueling the blaze. Several heritage cultural sites have also been affected. In the IPL T20 cricket today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at the Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh today. It said thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds and lightning will also occur at isolated places in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Karnataka and Kerala. And that is the end of this news bulletin.